This is RLC WVPH in Piscataway, 90.3 FM, The Core, a joint project between Rutgers Livingston College and Piscataway High School. This broadcast is currently being produced by students on the campus of Livingston College. The two institutions combine forces to create an outstanding educational opportunity. Together, we are working to provide a new outlet for entertainment and information. To learn more about this community partnership, call 732-445-4105, extension 1.
I'm Lisa Robinson, and you are listening to 90.3 The Core. It's May 12th, 2007, just about noon, right in the middle of our annual Alumni Day. This year, we lost a very important member of our core family, Sean Hanna, or as we like to call him, Shanna. He fought cancer for 13 years. He was the strongest person I knew, a star. Today, we are celebrating the life of Sean Hanna through the music he loved and the people who loved him. Much of the music you will hear today was suggested by Sean's best friend and co-host of The Rock Block, Todd Ladino. The first song we will begin with is a song Sean often liked to start his radio shows with, System of a Down, Radio Video. This is for you, Sean. Please join us in celebrating the life of Sean Hanna on 90.3 The Core.
Hey man, look at me rocking!
They take me away from the I'm Mike Kinney, and I went to high school with Sean, and I met him in eighth grade, but around ninth or tenth grade or something like that, he had a radio show, and that was the first time I was around one. I don't think I ever would have, I don't know when I would have ever done it, or decided to do that if it hadn't been for him inviting me on his show, and I went on a couple times, and I ended up doing it with other people. And when I got here to college, I ended up having my own show with another friend. I remember he had good birthday parties at his house every summer for a couple of years. We'd always be there. And I just recently saw some pictures that someone put some things on Facebook, and that just made me think of that. It was something I hadn't thought of in a while. Just the fact that whenever he was around, that I was glad that he was.
This is Rebecca, and my favorite memory of Sean Hanna was driving to the oft-mentioned retreat with Steve Yannick and Sean in the car. And we left kind of late, and it was at night, so we're driving along these dark, creepy roads and listening to Steve's iPod, which was pretty fun because we were listening to, I think, the Marathon music. And we were also listening to B. Arthur and then talking about the Golden Girls, which, you know, is, I guess, fun for any college frat guy, I guess. I really like Sean Hanna. He was always very nice and, like, always listened with great interest to anything that anyone was saying. He made, you know, radio meetings almost a joy to go to. He would draw these little pictures of people, and he drew me as a turtle. And then before he showed it to anyone, he looked at me and was like, "Is this okay if I show people?" I was like, "Oh, yeah, I mean, because it was nice." So, anyway, I'm going to miss Sean, and I'm sorry he's no longer here.
It's burning through your eyes. I try to get it out, but all I hear from you are lies. And I can tell you're going through the motions. Thinking you were resting out your barn. Once again, we're playing off emotion. Which one of us will burn until the end? Catalyst, you insist to pull me down. You contradict the fact that you still want. Yeah.
My name is Jenny. I'm a DJ here at 90.3 The Core. A good word to sum up Sean Hanna would be that he was a gentleman. Sean always went out of his way to ask you how you were doing or why you weren't smiling or to try to cheer you up or make you laugh. One of my best memories of Sean was 2 years ago, I helped organize the annual radio retreat for the executive staff of the radio station. And it was very stressful and strenuous because it's hard to meet the needs of 25 radio DJs. But about 4 o'clock in the morning on Sunday morning, the last day there, Sean sent me a text message after I had left. And it said, "Jenny, I know I've had a lot to drink and I know it's late and I know you're sleeping, but I just wanted to say thank you so much for organizing this weekend. I had a really wonderful time, Sean." And that really touched me very deeply. It was such a wonderful thing to hear, just something so small like that. And I held on to that message in my phone for a very long time and looked at it when I needed something to smile about. So thank you, Sean, for just being a really decent person.
When I think about Sean Hanna, a number of events stick out in my mind. There's obviously everybody's got to be talking about the retreat where he was just an absolute joy to be around. The one shining happiness in the whole stressful bunch of us. And that's how he always was. Exec staff meetings, drawing pictures of Steve as a honeybee, or Peter as a knitting penguin. Making backgrounds for the office computer of a Dalmatian and a cow as one animal. It had a person's face. It was incredible. And it stayed as the background on the music computer for quite some time. And more than that, the marathon where he just, you'd think somebody, anybody, would run out of energy. And he just didn't. We danced in the Lowe's parking lot. Me and Jenny and Sean Hanna danced in the Lowe's parking lot. Back at Woodbridge Center Mall, he met my grandmother and said that she was hot. And turned to me and went, "Leah, give me a call in 30 years. It was funny. And I really, I thought I was going to give him a call in 30 years because he was the kind of guy that you just thought would never run out of steam. So he was good. He was a good friend, and we really miss him. We really thought that, you know, we still think he's coming back soon.
I give up. Hi, my name is Andrea. I knew Sean from high school, and I just had a quick story I wanted to share about him. Like I said, we knew each other from high school. He's a year ahead of me. I got to be pretty good friends with him my sophomore year through choir and the plays and everything, and I found out about halfway through my sophomore year that I was going to have to move to Delaware that summer. It was going to be my last year at Piscataway High School, and you know, it was really upsetting and everything, and Sean and I were pretty close. And that summer, I was hanging out with him before I moved, and he gave me this cedar heart that he carved himself, and gave it to me and said, "Now you'll always have my heart, no matter where you go." And it was really sweet. And I have carried it with me in my purse or somehow other way on me every single day since then. And it's four years ago now. And I mean, like, you know, when I go traveling, it's the first thing that I take out, so I make sure that I don't lose it. And it's been something very special to me for a long time now. And Sean is an amazing guy, and I'm glad that I have that to remember him by and to look at whenever I want to and just think of him and smile, because he was he's pretty amazing, and you guys are doing for him is amazing. And thank you. I'm going to miss him.
Thank you.
You're listening to 90.3 FM The Core, and this is a tribute for Sean Hanna celebrating his life. The last song you just heard was brand new, Quiet Things That No One Ever Knows. Before that, we heard Yellow Card, Only One, Newfound Glory with All Downhill From Here, and we started the celebration off with System of a Down, Radio Video. What you're hearing today are a mixture of songs that Sean used to play on his radio show, combined with wonderful things that family and friends have said about him that we pre-recorded and have in the studio and we're playing for you now. We have a lot more to come, so definitely stay tuned. The next song you're going to hear is My Chemical Romance. You know what they do to guys like us. Once again, this is celebrating the life of Sean Hanna. If you'd like to call in, 732-445-9300. But again, these are pre-recorded phone calls, and the song list is already selected. So, My Chemical Romance, you know what they do to guys like us.
In the middle of a gunfight, in the center of a restaurant, they say, come with your arms raised high. Well, they're never gonna get me, like a bullet through a flock of doves, to wage this war.
I went to high school and I met Sean Hanna in high school. I did a few of the plays with him, and he was always the life of the group, and you could count on him to make you laugh. Even after high school, whether it be listening to him on the radio or talking over coffee at Dunkin' Donuts or chilling in his dorm room or even getting late night texts, Sean always knew how to make me smile. My heart goes out to his family, and I thank them for sharing him with the world. Heaven has truly gained an angel, and I miss him more than words can express. Rest in peace, Sean. I love you.
You've got this new head filled up with smoke, and I got my veins all
tangled close to the jukebox bars you frequent, the safest place to hide. A long night spent with your most obvious weakness, you start shaking at the thought. You are everything I want, 'cause you are everything I'm not.
Ryan Graber. I have worked at the Core for my 4 years of college, and I was at 90.3 The Core for the 2 years that Sean was at Rutgers and participated at 90.3 The Core. He came in from the high school, and you'll hear pretty much the same thing from everyone who you talk to, that Sean was one of a kind. He really lit up a room when he walked in and was always a pleasure to be around. In the fall of 2005, Sean and I, as well as many other members of 90.3 The Core, went to the radio station retreat where we partied, and partied hard indeed. We actually had to share a bed since there was like 20 of us in the house, and there just wasn't enough beds. I was a big spoon, keep that in mind. The outpouring of emotion from, you know, his family and friends online and at the funeral, you know, was completely overwhelming. He was really an incredible dude. Actually, me and some of my friends were going through our cell phones, deleting people that we anticipate we'll never have to talk to again. And Sean's name came up in my phone directory, and my heart just sank like it did when I initially heard that he was gone. You know, I think we're all better people for having him in our lives, and I know that we'll never forget him. He was an incredible force and a great, great dude. Rest in peace, Sean.
This is Hayden Ayo, and all I keep thinking about, Sean, is this one time that you were telling me some ridiculous story of something you were doing. And I guess I made a face, and he said, you said, what's wrong? And I said, I'm just worried about you. And I said, be careful. And you said, okay, for you, I'll be careful. and I believed you, and I know you were, and I wanted to thank you for always making me feel like my opinion mattered in your life, and you were everyone's best friend, because you really were everyone's best friend, and I love you, and I think of you every second, and I know you're happier, and that's what comforts me.
Till the day I die, I'll spill my heart for you, till the day I die.
Met Sean when he and his high school classmate David Raymond came to RLC. They were graduating from Piscataway High and had been a part of WVPH. They wanted to stay involved with the station at college. While David eventually found a home at a different school, Sean stayed and continued to be active with the station. When we were preparing for the Tower of Tomorrow radio marathon in the fall of 2005, I was crazed. We were trying as hard as we could to find sponsors for the event and encouraging all of our staff to bring people in. Unfortunately, while many of our students were able to raise pledges on their own, not very many were able to drum up the corporate sponsorships that we so desperately needed. I was going through my email recently, and I found an email from Sean a few months before the event. He apologized for not having been around as much as he would have liked, but he said that he really wanted to be involved and asked what he could do. Before too long, we had a sponsorship from the Geek Squad. courtesy of Sean's employer, Best Buy. He was one of the only students to contribute a sponsorship. When it came time for the marathon, he manned our remote location at Lowe's in Piscataway and stirred up as many donations as he could from people passing by. No doubt people had a hard time resisting his smiling face and his charm. He really helped the cause tremendously. Sean was around a lot, and before too long he found himself in the position of ad underwriting director. Aside from his ventures into the very difficult world of finding advertising on college radio, he was a great force to have around during exec staff meetings. When things would get too tense, too dull, too off-topic, or whatever, his drawings of crazy creatures and exec staff members merged with exotic animals were a constant source of amusement. And on top of that, he was often the grounded voice of reason when discussions got too heated. Sean meant a lot to 90.3 The Core, and he did so much for the station during his time here. So much so that no one ever knew anything was wrong until he told us late last spring that he wasn't going to be back in the fall because of his illness and the treatments he was about to endure. He never complained. He just had a good time and made sure that everybody else did, too. I wish I could say that this station had taken as good care of Sean during his time of need as he had of it during his healthier days. It didn't. We didn't. And for that, I will be forever sorry. Sean was a great person, and he will be sorely missed here, both on the air and as a general presence around the station. It was interesting during the celebration of Sean's life last week that so many people had so many similar tales to tell about him. He really was the same kind, funny, outgoing, strong person to us all. We are all better for having known him, and 90.3 The Core is better for his having been here.
He'll always stick out in my mind just for the way he lived life and how, you know, just cool dude he was. When I was a freshman coming into college, and I went to the Livingston Activities Fair on my first week at school, you know, to see what all the clubs were about, and it was Sean Hanna who came up to me and told me about the Core. And he told me, you know, I was wearing my Velvet Underground and Nico t-shirt. And he comes up to me, he's like, "Hey, yeah, you look like you like music." I'm like, yeah, I guess I do. Like, I'm trying to act all cool. Like, I didn't want to, like, come out of my, I really wanted to say, like, of course I like music, but I was trying to play it all cool. And he told me that, you know, there's a station right here in the student center that can, I'll be able to play whatever music I want on. And that seemed, it was just the greatest thing in the world to me. And it was Sean Hanna who came up to me. I mean, if Sean hadn't come up to me right then and there and, you know, told me about the station, done a great job at the table, I might not have ever known about the station's existence. Who knows? I wouldn't say I experienced him much being the voice of reason, probably because I wasn't there. I hadn't been at the station long enough. But, you know, Sean, he just liked to, you know, he seemed more of a moderator than, you know, like a flamethrower. He wasn't going to try to incite any comments. I guess that concludes my little spiel about Sean Hanna. I'm an amazing person, and I'll never forget him as long as I live.
Personal opinion if we're not all you're hoping for when you say my name. Say it like a curse. I saw your face in a magazine saying I can't hear it. All the girls are glittered in gloss screaming we can feel you. Can you feel me? The fuss, you can have the kingdom, you can have the crown.
crowd, but you're one of the people. No, oh, we'll see you down. You're just chasing shadows. Show us why to confess your sins. Resting with eyes closed. You can tear us apart, but you won't break the skin.
My name is Schmike, and when I think of Sean Hanna, known as the station as Shanna, he pushed to be involved in so much. I never realized how involved he was with things until after his death, and I go to his wake, and the line is literally down the block and around the corner just to pay respects. And Sean was one of those people that was always positive. He never said a bad thing about anyone. He wouldn't do anything that he thought would possibly hurt someone. As far as music was concerned, Sean liked everything, or he was at least willing to try everything. I remember at the time when he was here, I was metal director, and he would come up to me and ask me, oh, can you recommend me any metal CDs? I want to try some metal. He reviewed hip-hop CDs. He reviewed rock CDs. He played and listened to everything. And was willing to try anything as well. He really cared about the core. At our marathon last year, where we were broadcasting from a mall, Sean decided to volunteer to leave the mall and go to Lowe's and just run around the parking lot, dancing to the marathon as it was being broadcasted, and driving people to and from the Lowe's parking lot. He just wanted to help out the core any way possible. He left on a note where he had actually gotten reelected into his position on exec staff, and he had all intent on doing it, and then he told us he wasn't coming back, and he wasn't coming back for a while, for at least a year. And we always thought that he'd come back, and it really hurt all of us when we found out he didn't.
My name is Jacqueline, and I'm actually a core DJ, but I knew Sean back in high school. We did all the plays together, and, you know, I was a freshman, and so he was one of the first people I actually got to be friends with at the high school. And, you know, I remember the first time I saw him, like, oh, my goodness, who is this kid? And within, like, a minute, he was just had me cracking up. And I was like, oh, my gosh, this guy is amazing. So that was really cool. And, like, I can't think of a time with Sean where I haven't been happy or laughing, or some of my greatest memories of him are, like, sitting on the back of a bus and just tears rolling down my eyes because he made me laugh so hard. And I can't think of a time when I was with Sean and I wasn't happy. And that really, that just amazes me. And, you know, one of the funniest things I remember about Sean is he had a way with people. He had a way of bringing people together, not only through laughter, just through anything. And backstage, one of the shows, he got us all together and decided to play Queen, the whole cast. He got us all singing Bohemian Rhapsody. And ever since then, before every single show, we have to sing Bohemian Rhapsody. It's like a good luck thing, and it's all thanks to Sean. And, you know, it's just a great thing that he did. And every time I hear that song, you know, I think of him. And he was a great guy, and I'm just so happy for all the laughs, for all the fun times. And I can't think, you know, to have somebody where every time you think of them, you're happy, that's a really great testament to an awesome life. And I'm so privileged to have known Sean.
Is this the real life? Is this just fantasy? Caught in a landslide, no escape from reality. Open your eyes, look up to the skies and see. I'm just a poor boy, I need no sympathy. Because I'm easy come, easy go, little high, little low. Any way the wind blows doesn't really matter.
Oh, Sean. This is Megan from Rouser's, and I just want to say that you're an inspiration and that I love you, and I hope you're watching all of us, and I miss you, and I'll see you when I get there and save a place for all of us. Love you.
Hi, I'm kind of a sponsor to the tribute for Sean Hannah. I was his cousin, and my name is Kelly Hannah, and I just want to say how much of an amazing guy Sean was. He never gave up on himself, and he always stayed strong just because nobody else gave up on him. And everyone loves him and misses him. He was an amazing guy, and he was so funny, and he could always just make someone's day by just smiling, and everyone would be happy, because that's how he was. I love you, Sean, and I miss you.
90.3 The Core. Thank you for tuning in today and listening to the Celebrating Sean Hanna right here on 90.3 The Core. What you heard today was some songs that Sean played on his show and songs that he enjoyed and fond memories from his friends and some staff here at 90.3 The Core. Everything that you heard today will be available for download on The Core's website at www.thecore.fm, and it will also be available on another website, which is http://sean-hanna.memory-of.com. We will put that link up on The Core's website, which is thecore.fm. What you heard was Queen with Bohemian Rhapsody, Matchbook Romance, My Mannequin Can Dance, Story of the Year, Until the Day I Die, Taking Back Sunday, Make Damn Sure, and My Chemical Romance with You Know What They Do to Guys Like Us. Once again, thank you for tuning in to 90.3 The Core as we celebrate the life of Sean Hanna.
The preceding program was a live tribute to the life of Sean Hanna, broadcast on The Core's Alumni Day, May 12, 2007. The tributes to Sean kept pouring in, even after the broadcast came to an end. What follows are the heartfelt tributes to Sean that were not part of the original broadcast. Please continue to join us in celebrating the life of Sean Hanna.
Hi, Sean was my cousin, and I'm just really going to miss him, and he didn't deserve what happened to him. It's really sad, and hopefully he's up there in a better place now, and I don't know, words can't describe how much we missed him, and we always said we could have him back, but it's not possible, and we'll meet again one day. I just remember him always being, like, the funny, charming guy he was. And he, like, in my family, he was, like, my older cousin, so he was always, like, always the one you could go talk to, always the one to make you laugh, and he was always, always, always the one who calmed everyone down. He always made a bad situation better. He always knew how to make you smile. And I'm just really going to miss him. I love him so much, and I hope you're happy in heaven, Sean, and we all love you, and we all miss you very much. Hey, my name is Summer, and Sean is my cousin. We really miss him, and he was such an amazing person, and he never, like, no one deserves to go through what he went through, and he definitely doesn't just terrible what happened, but hopefully he's up in heaven in a better place, watching down on all of us and protecting all of us, and like, words can't even describe how much we all miss him. I know all his friends and all of my family and everything, we just miss him so much. And we all love him, and we want him to know that. And I just remember, like, he was my older cousin, so he's just the person that you can go talk to about anything. He always knew how to make you smile. He was so funny. He took, like, he made everything positive. Like, all negative situations were positive with him. Even, like, he was, like, in my family, he was always the one to go to when you had a problem. And he just made everything better. And just, it's really sad that he's not here anymore. And I just remember him always being, like, the calm one. He always knew how to take, like, hectic situations and make them calm and make you feel better. And he was just amazing. The world needs so many more people like Sean, and the world be a better place. We love you, Sean, and we miss you so much. And hopefully we'll meet again one day. I love you.
Hi, my name is Sahir. I'm Sean's aunt. I just want to say that we really miss him a lot, and we're always thinking about him, and he will never be forgotten. He was a joy to be around with, and we had 20 wonderful years with him. And it wasn't enough, but thank God we were able to have those years with him. We love him dearly, and he's always in our thoughts and our hearts. And I hope, I know he's resting peacefully now and looking down on us and hoping that we're, you know, that we're okay. We love you, Sean, and so we see you soon. Bye-bye.